I'm Jono Masaccio Bacon.
And I'm Stuart Machiavelli Langridge.
And this is
Shot of Jack.
Open Office gets a pretty rough ride sometimes. Often criticised as slow and bloaty, our salad-dodging office productivity companion has also been mired by accusations of poor usability, both lacking in finesse and an awareness of how its users, you know, actually work. In an effort to stick it to the cynics, a little-known adventure known as Project Renaissance has been in the works, seeking to research the needs of said users and, quote, create a user interface so that OpenOffice.org becomes a user's choice not only out of need, but also out of desire. So far, Renaissance has made remarkable progress, documenting the whole shebang online. There have been roadmaps, surveys, competitive analysis reports, progress summaries, meetings, mock-ups, ethnographic research, and isometrics. I had to look the last two up, with the former allegedly a study of human societies and the latter being, quote, the fastest way to build strength, lean muscle tissue, and lose weight. Alrighty then. Possibly the most exciting revelation in this whole process has been the production of a real runnable prototype of the Impress presentation component in OpenOffice. I ran it, and while simple, it does give us a glimpse of where the Project Renaissance design thinking currently is. What's more, according to the roadmap, the team are currently streamlining the current Impress code, poor buggers, with a goal of implementing the Renaissance improvements there first. They've even gone as far as to suggest that OpenOffice 3.3, due on the 8th of June 2010, will see some of these very improvements. So, is Project Renaissance the beginning of an exciting future for open source office productivity, or merely an exercise in turd polishing?
OpenOffice's UI is a turd. Let's be honest now. It's a great, big, steaming, awful, dreadful turd.
Yes, indeed.
Deposited in the middle of my otherwise not bad-looking Ubuntu desktop these days. people only realistically have three complaints about OpenOffice. The first one is that it's too big, and the hell with those people. Because an Office Suite needs to do all this stuff. If you don't like it, don't use an Office Suite. Use gedit. The second thing people complain about is imperfect import and saving of documents from Microsoft Office, which is fine.
Right,
I mean, they're working on it. I hope it'll get better. And the third thing that everybody hates is the UI.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing that I find really exciting about this, when I first heard about this project, is the fact that they seem to be developing this, first of all, out in the open, so we can be part of the story. We can see the process that they're going through. But secondly, it seems like they're coming out with genuinely interesting designs. I mean, I love the fact that not only have they identified their users, they've done user testing, they've done some surveys and things like that, but they've also built a prototype that people can play with, so you can get a real feel for what's going on with the project. And, you know, the thing that worried me traditionally was that anybody can basically sit down and say, I could build a better design than that, but whether that's going to be converted into code that end users are going to use is a whole different picture. But it looks like they're actually starting to implement it.
It's interesting. If you look at Mozilla, this is exactly what Mozilla did. You know, a group of guys sat down and went, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the huge, massive, bloated Mozilla suite and we'll build a new UI on top of the existing code base. That was Mozilla Browser, which became Phoenix, which became Firebird, which became Firefox. And now Firefox has got a third of the market. And the fact that people have conceived that it's possible to do the same thing with OpenOffice is a really good thing, I think.
Yeah. And it seems like this is what's necessary at this point, particularly in the evolution of the Linux desktop, is that As you kind of dropped in earlier on, you know, I mean, the Ubuntu desktop is one such example. Looks really nice and nicely integrated and has a good UI, and that's obviously built on the work of some great upstreams. But OpenOffice seems to have just been left behind because it's such just such a behemoth of an application suite to work on. So it's exciting that they're working on, but also it's such an important part of the desktop. I mean, you know, this is where many of our users spend most of their time. So It's about time that they started polishing said turd in the way that we've seen with Project Renaissance.
Well, exactly. I mean, I really like their prototype to fill in for people. And what they've done is they've built the prototype as a Java Web Star application. So it's just a download one-click file, one small file, click on it, bang, you get to see the prototype. And it's really interesting, this idea of building a runnable prototype for UI, not just showing people screenshot mock-ups, but actually giving them something they can play with so you can feel how it works and basically emulate the user flows yourself and think, how would I go about doing this? I see how it works. Right, that makes a lot more sense, which is a step up from screencasts, which are themselves a step up from just flat pictures. And absolutely, I'd love to see more projects doing this kind of thing. Part of the problem here is that we don't really have any good tools for doing this. In order to build a prototype of an application, you basically have to build an application. And it'd be really nice if we had better tools for doing UI mock-ups, runnable UI mock-ups.
It seems like particularly the case in many ways for things like what they're talking about doing, which is, I mean, creating a UI mock-up, a very basic UI mock-up, somebody could do using something such as Glade, which is a tool for creating user interfaces which are loaded in by applications. But, you know, if you're talking about building new widgets, new ways of doing things, you can't really do that in something like Glade.
Exactly, which is a problem that we don't have a useful tool set for actually doing this kind of thing. I mean, it's interesting, if you actually play with their prototype a bit, one of the things that I thought was fascinating is that they've basically done the ribbon, despite the fact that they flat out say, no, we don't like
they
the ribbon.
They said, they were like, no ribbon, and then, no ribbon, now everything's going to be better. And then, it looks a bit like a ribbon.
What they've done, yeah, I mean, having different sections which switch in and out, basically different toolbars, different button sets, that, from in my estimation, is exactly what a ribbon is.
A bloody ribbon is what it is. Yeah.
And they're actually declaring the fact, no, we're not doing the ribbon. Lots of people don't like the ribbon, including us. There's lots of argument about it, even in Microsoft Office circles. So we're not going to do the ribbon, absolutely not. We're going to do the blibbon, which is completely different.
But yeah, I mean, I guess the thing, like I said earlier on, the thing that's going to be the big decider here is going to be whether it actually hits real users. I mean, there's 98.3 million users out there, conceivably. I mean, there's 98.3 million downloads. You've probably actually got about 50 million or 40 million users across all the different platforms. It's when those people are going to be able to enjoy the benefits of this work. Now, the Renaissance team have said that their current focus with the Impress UI, that's the presentations component, is, quote, selection, positioning, and manipulation of objects, selection and visualization in and of panes, complexity and redundancy reduction in toolbars and menus, and removing unnecessary modes, i.e. for rotating objects. So that's quite an ambitious set of changes. And they're trying to get them in for the 8th of June 2010. I mean, do you think they're going to make it?
No. to be frank with you, no, I don't. And I'm not even sure I actually like the new UI that they're proposing. To be honest with you, I'm more interested by the fact that they're doing this at all. That they're prepared to take a step back and say, what can we do? What they're doing, playing with the prototype, there are quite a lot of quite custom user interactions. They've got little bits attached to the corners of slides and tabs sticking out of the side of slides that switch in between the master mode and the non-master mode and so on, which I think is really interesting. They're prepared to take that kind of a departure because no other application is doing this. They're inventing basically a custom from scratch UI. And I'm not 100% sure I like it, but the idea that they're going to be able to build all of this stuff by next June seems ambitious to me, to be frank.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, there's already been well-documented, well-communicated problems with the modularity of OpenOffice. I mean, it's a huge project, and it's hard to hack on, a lot of people have said. And also Oracle now, are obviously in Sun, and do Oracle really want to depart away from a user interface that's so well known and no doubt relied on by many of their new customers? So maybe these are some of the questions that people can answer on shotofjack.org, where you can go and continue the conversation. So just go to shotofjack.org and leave comments on the blog entry that's there.
Absolutely. And also you can tell us what you think about the Open Office designs for Renaissance. Tell us what you think Open Office should do. If you hate Open Office, tell us why. If you love it, tell us why. You could also leave us comments on Twitter by tagging them with the hashtag #ShotOfJack or direct them at us at #ShotOfJack.
Absolutely. And finally, if you want to get in touch with us specifically, you can email us at talktous@shotofjack.org. So go and join the conversation, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.